Philips and Papira for these are here. Today's date is 02/19/2022. Dictation is for Robert Martinez. Martinez spells M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z. Robert spells R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 10/1/1967. This is a 55-year-old gentleman here with knee pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for a while, but has gotten worse in the last 4 days or so. He stated that he's a machinist and stays on his feet for a very long time. He has to climb up and down stairs and notice pain with these activities. Described pain as sharp, rated pain 8 out of 10, increase with activities mentioned above, period. Next paragraph, past medical history is none. Question, morbid obesity, next paragraph. Past surgical history, none. Next paragraph, family history, none. Next paragraph, social history, denies tobacco or drug use, endorses alcohol use, occasional. Next paragraph, medication, none. Next paragraph, allergies, penicillin. Next paragraph, review system, patient denies trauma. Denies chills, myalgia, nausea, vomiting, denies increased temperature, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. He's alert, oriented, obese gentleman. In mild distress, next paragraph, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of room air. Blood pressure is 154/99, pulse 69, respiration 18, temperature 97.8, period. Next paragraph. Left knee, a full range of motion with mild grating, positive ballotment sign, this is mild, negative valgus, negative varus, negative Lotman, negative McMurray, his tenderness diffusely in his joint line, particularly in the medial surface. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no manageable sign. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no advantage, good inspiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, distended, secondary to obesity, no guarding or visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. And next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is morbid obesity. Assessment number 2 is knee pain, acute knee pain, left. And assessment number 3, acute knee joint effusion, left. Next paragraph. X-ray was done of the patient's knee. X-ray reveals no acute bony abnormality, but there is moderate subpatellar joint effusion present, period. And the patient and I discussed the treatment option, which includes trigger point injection. He opted for trigger point injection. The procedures complication was discussed with patient. He gave verbal consent for me to proceed. Patient and I identified the area of maximum pain. Patient pointed with his index finger the area that hurts the most, which is marked with a skin marker, period. Next paragraph. Next line. Site was then cleaned with betadine and alcohol. Next line. 80 milligrams of solumedrol along with 3 to 4 milliliters of lidocaine was mixed together in a syringe. Next line, patient, the site was prepped with betadine and alcohol. Next line, site that is identified with areas maximum pain was infiltrated with solumedrol and lidocaine. Number 2, sites. Next paragraph. There was no complication. Patient tolerated procedure well. There was no bleeding. Next paragraph. Site was then secured with covered with Band-Aid, next paragraph. Patient was encouraged not to go to any other clinic or any other procedure provider or any other treatment facility for more injection unless it's after 3 months. We talk about what could happen if he has this type of procedure too many times. He did report improvement in his pain. Patient was sent home with samples of Nalfon, 600 milligrams. He will take one pill BID, and he was advised to call us if this medication works well for his pain. We will send some more to his home. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.